Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Spirit-filled Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in beautiful North Irving, Texas, where the pastor is the dynamic Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of messages entitled Demons and Angels. So get close to your radio and listen as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. takes a look in the book.
Send down from glory, many things,
all this week we've been looking at three ways that the devil fooled Christians. The first way that he fooled Christians is in the area of marriages. Who we gonna marry and who not to marry. The second way that the devil fooled you is in the area of eating. And there's still one more area. So open your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 4, and we'll take a look in the book.
Heaven, send down from glory.
Amen. The normal lifespan, the Bible, according to the Bible, is 70 years old, 70. And then it says, even by reason of strength, that he give you 80, which is 80 years, it says kind of tough to make 80. So if you're going to do something for the Lord, you better go on and kick it in gear by the time you get 60.
All right.
But the devil, you see how he twisted? He make a person who's young think about pursuing ministry who don't have the gift, and a person who basically their sex drive is down, he'll make them try to kick it in gear, try to pull up the sex drive. Hello, somebody. Y'all praying for me up in here this morning. Do you see? I mean, do y'all see what I'm talking about this morning? Oh, I don't know if y'all feeling me this morning. What is this right here? What is this? This is a rope. Come here. Come here. This is a rope. All right, hold your hand right here. Now, basically, when a person get married, they have tied the knot. And what the devil want to do, he want to hook you up with somebody who's not your equal.
Yeah.
That y'all can be unequally yoked. Now, let's say she's a Christian. But I'm tall, dark, and handsome. But I'm not a Christian. But I'm lean and looking mean, sex machine. Hello, somebody. Got a nice ride and everything. Got a little money. And I proposed to her to be my honey.
Okay.
And she said, yeah. And she just sentenced herself to a life of misery. You see, that's one way the devil tries to fool you. Now hold both your hands like this here. The other way he tried to fool you is get you to make some foolish vow that you are not equipped to keep. And so rather than you tying yourself to somebody else, he just gets you tied all up. So she's no longer available, even if God do bring somebody that's tall, dark, and handsome in her life, who's a Christian this time.
Yeah.
All right.
She's no longer available. She's tied up at the moment. So either way it go, he can tie you to the wrong person, or he can get you to tie your own knot.
All right.
All in the name of the Lord. God bless you, sister. God bless you. Give her a hand. Now, let me wrap this up. If you find yourself in a church, or if you find yourself in some kind of religious situation, religious order, and somebody tell you who you got to marry, you got to marry this person or you got to marry that person, particularly if they say you got to marry the religious leader of the order, you know what you need to do? You need to run as fast as you can. Amen. If you go to a church, if you go find yourself in a religious group and they tell you in this group we don't marry, you know what you need to do? You need to run as fast as you can. And you don't need to tell them, see you later, alligator, after a while, crocodile. You need to sing that old song that we used to sing. I won't be back. I won't be back. No more. No more. Hello, somebody. Don't let the devil fool you when it comes to hooking up. Then don't let the devil fool you when it comes to eating up. Don't let him fool you when it comes to eating up. Look back here at chapter 4, our text. Are y'all with me, Bible way? Look what he says here. Verse number 3, he says, and commanding to abstain from meat which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it is received with thanksgiving. Why? For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. False teachers back in Paul's day was telling the people that it was not spiritual to eat meat. And if you want to be really spiritual, then you don't need to be eating meat. You need to abstain from eating meat. In this church of Ephesus, they was trying to trick the people. And Paul was coming with some corrective teaching that it was okay for you to eat meat. Now, even in our day, false religions, they will try to tell you that you ought not eat certain meats. In the Hindu religion, they will tell you that you can't have that cow. They see the cow as being sacred. It's a sacred animal. It's off limit from your dinner table. Now, think about it. Folks are feeding the cow while they starving to death. You see how the devil fooled you? I mean, you got food right there, but you see that cow is sacred. Matter of fact, the cow is more sacred than you. You worshiping the cow. Don't realize that cow is food for your dinner table. Amen. And you starving to death all because of your religious belief. You see how the devil fooled you? You know, in churches today, there are certain churches that will tell you that you're not supposed to eat meat, or you're not supposed to eat certain meat. There are some whole denomination that say you're not supposed to have no pork. Pork is an unclean animal, and as a result, you're not supposed to have any pork. You're not supposed to have them ham sandwiches. You're not supposed to have them pork chops with gravy or fried pork chops. You're not supposed to have any of that. And it's not because it brings a high blood pressure issue. It's because of a religious order. That denomination, that church says that you are out of the faith if you eat that kind of stuff. You know, we even got some Christians you'll bump into who are vegetarians. They tell you that you're not supposed to eat any meat, that you're just supposed to eat fruits and vegetables and nuts and berries, and you're not supposed to have any meat at all. Well, now, that's not, you know, that sound all good and everything, but that's not what the Bible say. See, we got to go with what the Bible say. And what the Bible lets us know, when you look at Jesus ate some fish. Hello, somebody. Jesus ate some lamb chops and what have you. As a matter of fact, before Jesus would eat anything, whenever he would receive food, he would always offer it up to the Lord and bless it. Amen. Remember when he got the two fish, five loaves, and bread? The Bible says he offered it up to the Lord and he blessed it. Even at the Lord's Supper, he took the bread and the juice and he blessed it. Whatever he got, he blessed it. And this is what the Bible telling us. It tells us that every creature of God is good and nothing is to be refused if it received with thanksgiving. If you blessing it, go on and eat it.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Right now.
You know, that's why in kindergarten they taught us to always say grace. God is good. God is grace. Let us thank him for this food. By his hands we are fed. Thank you, Lord, for our daily bread. Amen. As long as you are blessing your food, as long as you are acknowledging God, the Bible says, go on and eat it. Why? It says, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So when somebody tell you that you can't have no a steak, then they're trying to cheat you out of your blessing.
Amen.
When they tell you can't have no pork chop, they're trying to cheat you out of your blessing. When they tell you can't even have a ham sandwich for lunch, then they're trying to cheat you out of your blessing. Even Peter, remember Peter tried to act so spiritual up there on the housetop there in Acts chapter 10. The Bible says that God showed Peter in a vision all kind of animals, and he said, Peter, rise, Peter, and slay and eat. And Peter said, not so, Lord. I'm not going to eat anything that is unclean. But God said, Peter, don't you call anything unclean that I call clean.
Right.
See, back in the Old Testament, there was some food that God said was unclean, and there was some food that God said that was clean. But when you come to the New Testament, God has declared all food as being clean.
Oh, yeah.
There's no such thing now in the New Testament of unclean food. God done declared everything clean. Therefore, don't call nothing unclean that God done called clean. So go on and bless your food and let's eat. Amen. Listen, when you reject God's food, you are insulting God. Oh, I don't believe you're feeling me this morning. Let's say this box here. This is some pizza. Amen. This is a meat lovers. Look like we got some meat loving pizzas up here. Got some pizza eaters up in this house. Come here, Brother Booker. Come on, help me out, Brother Booker. Let's say, Brother Booker, stand over there, Brother Booker. Tell me, Pastor, I got some meat lovers pizza for you. Pizza, all right. What's the meat lovers? What all it got in the meat lover? Sausage, pepperoni, bacon. What else it got on it? Ham, hamburger, Canadian bacon. Oh, man, that's the meat lovers. This for me? I don't want it. Now, how do you feel? You feel rejected. Do you feel insulted? Particularly if you fix the pizza. Listen, people don't realize it, but when you tell God, I don't want none of your meat, that's basically what you've done. You basically have insulted God. God says everything I created, right out of the Bible, it says everything I created is good and nothing is to be refused. Amen. That's right out the Bible. So when we refuse God's gift, it's an insult to God. Amen. God bless you, Brother Booker. Amen. Amen. That's the second thing. But there's one more area that we ought not let the devil fool us. Don't let him fool you when it comes to hooking up, when it comes to eating up. Wait a minute, y'all got to get with me. Don't let him fool you when it comes to what?
Hooking up.
And then don't let him fool you when it comes to what?
Eating up.
And then don't let him fool you when it comes to shaping up. Shaping up. Don't let the devil fool you when it comes to shaping up. Look what he says here in verse 6, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. Nourished, hear the word, up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. He says, listen, in order to keep people from being fooled by the devil, you got to constantly teach this. You got to constantly let folks know that God don't require you, young girl, young woman, to make a vow of celibacy if you don't have the gift of celibacy. It's nothing wrong with getting married. It's nothing wrong with having sex in marriage. You got to constantly teach this. And you got to constantly let folks know it's nothing wrong with eating ham, nothing wrong with eating pork chop, it's nothing wrong with eating any meat that you want to eat, as long as you bless it and give God thanks in the name of the Lord. He said you got to constantly teach this. In other words, you got to constantly exercise your faith. He said, but refuse profane and old wives' favor and exercise therefore, thyself rather unto godliness. Don't just get to talking about a lot of wise favor. He says you need to talk some Bible. Exercise yourself to godliness. Verse 8, he says, for bodily exercise profited little. He says, even bodily exercise profit little. He says, even if you work out in the gym, it'll help somewhat. If you go to the gymnasium and start working out, and he has in mind like the Olympics, if a person go there and work out in the gym, it'll pay off. It'll help you to be able to win the race in life. He says, in the same way, don't just focus, though, on the physical, exercising the physical. He says you got to exercise that which is spiritual as well. Amen. See, the devil will fool you and make you go down to the gym. You can get so body conscious that you go down to the gym. Matter of fact, you spend all day long working on your body, getting your body in shape. You go down there at 5 or 6 in the morning and stay down there till 6 in the evening trying to get your body in shape. You're focusing on the outside, but the inside is running down, 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 down. So you're strong on the outside. You're strong as Hercules on the outside, but you are weak as a little flea on the inside. So what he says bodily exercise profit a little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. When you exercise your faith, it's going to produce some results in this life. Working out with the Bible will help you right now. I say working out with the Bible. If you wanna be a better husband, work out with the Bible. If you want to be a better wife, work out with the Bible. If you want to be a better son or daughter, work out with the Bible. That's what he's saying here. He says, because it'll help you right now, but it also will help you in the life to come. Yes, see, sir. Bodily exercise just going to help you right now.
All right.
But it ain't no help you in the life to come. But working out with this Bible will help you right now, and it'll help you out in the life to come. Listen, when you work out with this Bible, the devil can't fool you. When you work out with the Bible, the devil can't fool you when it comes to hooking up. When you work out with the Bible, the devil can't fool you when it comes to eating up. When you work out with the Bible, the devil can't fool you when it comes to shaping up. When you work out with the Bible, you are prosperous and you are be in good success. When you work out with the Bible, you can wait on the Lord. The Bible says they that wait on the Lord, he'll renew their strength. You'll mount up with wings as eagles. You'll run and not even be weary. You'll walk and not even faint. Uh-huh. When you work out with the Bible, you can hide the word in your heart won't sin against God. When you work out with the Bible, you can love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And you can love your neighbor as you love yourself. When you work out with the Bible, you can start thinking right. When you work out with the Bible, you can hear right. When you work out with the Bible, you can see right. When you work out with the Bible, you can talk right. When you work out with the Bible, you can do right. When you work out with the Bible, you can give right. When you work out with the Bible, you can receive right. When you work out with the Bible, you can walk right. When you work out with the Bible, you can live right. When you work out with the Bible, your singing won't be in vain. Your preaching won't be in vain. Your praying won't be in vain. Your serving won't be in vain. Your living won't be in vain. When you work out with the Bible, your life will get right with Almighty God. And you'll hear God say, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up and be with me in glory. When you work out with the Bible, you'll be able to say, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory. I say victory. Victory. Today is mine. Don't let the devil fool you.
I wonder, can somebody say that with us? Bread of heaven.
If you would like the message that you just heard, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or write the exciting Spirit-filled Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive, Irving, Texas 75062. And if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you're invited to worship with us this Sunday morning at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.